One.
Welcome back, everybody. I do have legs. Here we go, the show. Charlotte, Kyle.
I hadn't planned on it, no.
Plan on it.
I remember, because yesterday.
You said everyone that I didn't have legs.
I do have legs.
Minus on a five.
He doesn't even remember.
Kyle, you listened back to our test recording? One, and it was good?
Yeah, test recording was good, boss.
We're going to
talk to me saying that for some reason. I'm not sure.
Well, like the little waveform.
We'll see you next time.
You made me nervous because you spoke it.
I mean, it's not normal here.
Alright, well.
Woo!
Alright, here we go, everyone. Welcome back to the show.
I wonder what the...
Another episode. We're all sweating already.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
I'm just glowing.
No, you're
glistening.
Not.
Yeah, I am.
You do look tan.
Thank you. I was house sitting at a pool where, like, they had a pool. So
okay,
I was
in Miami.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day outside because it's freaking hot here in Texas.
Yeah.
How long have you been house sitting?
It was for a week.
Okay.
And I got home, and then I'm going to do another week in July. So wait until August recordings.
I'm waiting.
You're not going to know
who
I am.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's
and
look.
I have both my legs.
Wow.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It was a miracle.
Yeah, those are pretty. Those
they
are
grew
high,
back.
Those are some high-tech legs.
Yep, they
honestly
grew back.
Yeah. House sitting for rich people, that's like the poor man's vacation right there.
No,
like,
absolutely.
Respect
and
the grind.
This house, it is very bougie. It has an amazing pool. And I also dog sit, but the dogs are really old, so you really don't have to do that much to them for them. So,
with them?
On them?
Nope.
Yikes. Brittany, when's the last time you were with a dog?
Like an hour ago.
Okay, so things are going on in my life. Dominic, I had to proctor. I'm late because I had to proctor an exam because Dominic, like.
You had to proctor it?
I had to proctor it.
You had to make sure he wasn't cheating?
Yeah.
Did he try to cheat?
No.
Oh.
What kind of questions, like, what are some sample questions?
It was just like, you know, fill in the blank detail from the paragraph above.
Oh, like reading comprehension.
Like SAT type of questions.
You know, the public school system, it's just, you know, it's just an industrial revolution conspiracy to make.
Yeah, capitalism.
Yeah, it's just to make obedient employees.
Child labor laws.
Yeah.
It's just be a number. That's just a random thing.
What a disappointment.
No, you just said a random
thing.
The
shirtwaist fire. The factory shirtwaist fire.
Child labor laws have nothing
the 1800s.
To do with the educational system.
Yeah, we all know what happened.
Edmund fights the system. I've seen him wear a bandana.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not wearing your bandana today.
Well, I just, you know, wanted to ease into it. I didn't want to make it
a thing,
like a Capri Sun.
Right.
You
well,
could.
What else we got?
Wait,
Kyle
so
got
you're
a
talking
haircut.
About a proctoring the test.
Yeah,
are we done
test.
Talking about that?
No.
Oh.
No, I want to keep going.
How did it go for Dominic?
Not great.
Okay.
He cried. So he had 3 hours to do it. He cried for the first hour, pretty much.
Was it because like his siblings were playing and he
no.
had to do his test?
No, it was a lot.
Oh.
Like, and you're scrolling through all the questions and you're sitting there and you're like, I have 3 hours to do this. That means I might sit here for 3 hours.
Oh.
It was a lot.
I can imagine. How
old
is he?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine his age.
He's 10.
Less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he's 10.
Less than 10.
Of trying to be sitting at a computer. Just staring at it. Well, one staring
oh,
at a
big
screen.
Paragraph, like a long.
Yeah,
paragraph.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh, you have to scroll. Even as an adult, I don't like taking stuff on. Like,
you're not good at reading.
Yeah, if it's not
reading,
more than 160, or if it is more than 160 characters,
yeah, it's
done.
Tough.
Tweet
yeah.
it out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it's you know, it's just I have to now. I'm subjecting him to the public school system, so we have to make him an obedient citizen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that he knows how to follow the rules.
I think I read about that in Brave New World.
Yeah, or 1876.
Yeah,
Lord of Flies.
1776. Mr. Feeny.
Christopher. Yeah.
He stars in 1776.
Feeny.
He's James
Feeny.
Adam.
Yeah, I never saw that show.
I haven't either.
Heard it was good.
1492.
Okay, well, hopefully
America.
He, you know, maybe you could still teach him some like
whatever
things. So.
Well, public school doesn't matter. Wait, it's the A students work for the B students. The B students, and then the C students start the companies, and the D students
get degrees,
invent the iPhone.
Let me just tell you something. C's get degrees.
Yep.
C's get degrees.
And I feel like that's kind of all that matters most of
yeah.
the time, is that you just have a piece of paper that say, hey, I went to college
yeah,
or a trade school or something.
That's all that matters. Not really, but yeah.
Well, nowadays, that's what it feels like, that everyone's going. It's like sometimes people are in fields that they didn't even study or whatever, and they're like, this is just where I got a job, but I have a college degree, so I'm out, like, I'm ahead then of someone else. It's like, okay, that's not, yeah, it's weird. Okay.
Down with the patriarchy.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Capitalism.
Brittany, you just entered into the master's education field, so.
for the second time.
Do you have anything disparaging to say about Augustan Institute this time?
Nope. Okay. Sure don't.
Kyle got crazy. A haircut. He's in the closet still.
Yeah, look at
closet.
Kyle's haircut.
Kyle, bear,
looking very fly.
K Nash is going to be swooning.
It's a real effect. Adrian leaves the show. We all start getting grad degrees, going back to school, learning. Remember, he was like really anti-college?
I think he was really holding us back.
Raising the general level
just educational
of
speaking.
He was stopping me from getting educated.
What are you getting educated in now?
Just life.
Yeah.
The school of hard knocks.
Yeah. Oh. You have a book for that?
No.
Your growing body? Oh.
No, it's just experiential.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, he's going to write
I don't
the book.
Think.
It's real hands-on. I
write the book.
Well.
It's real hands-on
I don't
experience.
Think we should.
Oh. Kyle, your hair?
Once again, really great. I did not go to Juke. Sorry about that, Juke. If you're listening,
Juke.
$40 is a lot.
Listen, I like poor. The little extra because it's a little extra. It's kind of like a little donation. Like I get a little extra to keep. You know, a place like that here. You know,
but what do they do that that makes it $40
Who
worth?
Cares?
Do they
I don't
do
care.
Anything? Oh, is this one? Do they do anything like special?
Well, yeah, Juke is like
slap you
they
a
love
little
me.
Bit.
Yeah,
or...
they give me a little slap. They love me. They
also Juke is like really good at cutting hair.
Well, I never go to him.
Yeah, that's
like busy. I like Ryan.
Well, he teaches the other ones, so they're just like mini Jukes.
I think it's Ryan.
You know what?
Ryan.
I would bet money the place I went to today had spent more on decor because there was like 600 Funko Pops there, and those
which we just learned what that is.
Yeah.
You know what a Funko Pop is?
No.
Oh. It's a little figurine with a big head.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That, like, you kind of only keep in boxes, right?
My brother-in-law has, like, hundreds of
most
them.
Were in boxes, yeah.
Okay, we're talking about that. Like, what do you do with those?
You put them on the wall, and you look at them.
That's it? Don't you have one?
Nope.
I could have sworn that you
I
had
do
one.
Seem like the type of person
yeah.
that had one, and I almost bought
but
one.
Only one. You wouldn't have, like, 100 of them, because that's
weird. My brother-in-law
weird.
Has an entire wall filled with them.
What? Is that just for, like...
Looking
Marvel,
Allie.
They have them for everything.
Anything,
that's
anything.
What they do well.
Allie,
you can get like anything.
He's a six, but he collects Funko Pops.
At least he's passionate about something.
So a five?
So maybe a seven.
Wait, best?
Whoa.
Maybe.
Allie's into the nerds.
Maybe.
What are the best
Listen.
And worst things for men to collect? Like from the women? Like, is there anything a man can collect that's like, oh, that's cool?
Okay,
or is it
Kyle,
money?
Money. Property, money,
real estate,
the worst,
houses.
Fingernails,
hair
bodies,
clips,
Kyle,
hair
worst
clippings.
Thing for women to,
yeah.
Worst red flag if a woman is collecting something, what would you say, Kyle?
That's a phenomenal question.
I would say her tampons.
You
that are actually collectible. Like, you know, it'd be weird to me if somebody was like collecting Beanie Babies.
Yeah, like as
age.
An adult,
I wouldn't like that.
That's a good. Yeah, that's a red flag.
Red flag.
Because Beanie Babies cool when you're little, or cool if you were like old and you've just had them forever and you never got rid of them, and you're like an old lady and you're just like, these are my. Well,
pets.
Okay, these are my Beanie Babies. Okay. Doesn't, but. There's like a certain like there's it's cool when you're younger, not cool when you're middle, cool when you're old.
I'm gonna throw out some collectible things people collect.
Okay, and we'll,
like,
we'll,
what if it's a guy with like a really big like whiskey collection, like
that's
lots
fun.
Of
that's
titles.
Cool.
Yeah.
Totally
really cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I think that's a positive.
Yeah.
What about what if it's like sports autographs, but they're all framed, like they're all like on the wall. It's like very
that's
man cave.
That's fine.
Yeah, man.
It's a little man childish,
kind of, I mean,
but it's fine.
The signature thing is
it's better
weird.
Than Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like Pokemon. Or baseball cards.
No.
I think if he has
baseball
a select
for the resale
few,
value.
Yeah. If
baseball is better than
loves.
Pokemon.
So it's okay if there's some money,
yes.
monetary value.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's
I think
a business
sense.
Thing. It's
yeah.
smart. It's a reinvestment.
I think the baseline
yeah.
is money.
Yeah, like if he just collects like something random that he can never resell, it's like what's like bells or something? I don't know.
Bells?
Yeah, my grandma used to collect bells.
Vinyl records.
Vinyl. Oh.
Yeah.
Does he actually use them?
Does he have a record player?
Yes. Yeah, he's got a player. He's got a sound system.
Yeah.
He's like
okay.
me. He's into
that's
it.
Fine.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Just for record players? Just to have record players? No.
That's yeah, dumb. No, collecting record players, weird.
Oh,
yeah.
Records.
Records,
yeah, like,
normal.
Outplaying them, though,
yeah.
also weird.
No, I'd agree. I think
okay.
that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are about the only collections I can think of off the top of the head.
Okay.
Stamps. Old people used to collect stamps
yeah.
back in the day.
You know, my grandpa was really into coins.
Coins. That
now,
was
there are
thing.
Some crazy coins that... could be worth a
yeah,
lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
And coins so don't take up a lot of space,
yeah,
right?
The space
no.
does have
yeah,
to,
do you have
like,
space?
I knew someone that, like, basically he had a job where he valued,
mm-hmm.
or what?
Yeah.
Graded, maybe?
Yeah,
authenticated?
He, like, graded coins. Like, that was his
oh,
thing.
Yeah,
oh, that's interesting.
That.
Yeah, like, he was a specialist in coins. He was a master's
cool.
student at Georgia Tech, and his, like, pretty part-time job, but he got paid. He told me he got paid a lot of money for it. Is he would go to rich people's houses and look at their coins.
Wow!
And he could help. Like He basically was like Pawn Stars, but for coins, and coinage. He went to
interesting
their, for coinage.
That there's like if I was in it with I did with my grandpa a couple times when you like look at like if there's misprints or there's like different things that you look for.
Yeah, and you can see like which mint they were printed at and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I was like working at Chick-fil-A and Toys R Us, that was I would look it up occasionally, like what are common valuable coins, and like try to find them during my shift. Like, oh, I got like a 1930s penny. Is it worth anything? No. But it was kind of fun. It was
that's pretty fun. Time.
Your face.
I think so.
What? What about my face?
I don't know. Your face looks weird. You're like, you look like you're like in on a joke that we're not in on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What are you in on?
I'm in on a joke.
What joke?
I don't know.
So coinage. There we go.
Why you gotta look at me, Brittany?
I don't know.
Gosh, coinage.
If
coinage.
You subscribe to Patreon, Edmund will reveal his secret joke to you. That's fact.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
At $100 a month.
Yeah.
Which we could use.
Are we still doing, speaking of Patreon, are we still doing, are we bringing back the level of Catholic Match?
Of course.
Okay.
Are you guys still on Catholic Match?
No.
Oh, well then, then there's your answer right there.
So we could get back on.
Like,
yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
If you met them, they beat off Catholic Match does not mean they will be off it in 2 months.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't know. My friend who is on Catholic Match, she showed me some of the guys on there and I was like, doesn't make me really want to get back on.
Oh, what about them? They were just physically because you're superficial and you see
no,
their face?
No, I mean, part of it I wasn't attracted to any of them, but also some of their answers, I'm just like...
I made a new rule, me and Jesus. Oh, I love that. I told Jesus this rule.
Good.
You're not going to go out with guys anymore?
Girl boss!
Close. There's a qualifier. Mm. I'm not going to go out with
single
any...
single guys anymore.
Mm. Nope, wrong qualifier.
I'm not going to go out with anyone who doesn't know someone that I know.
Okay.
Oh.
So it has to be
so
like
you've been dating just
so one mutual friend,
and you want to just like rein it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pool's been the net's been cast wide, and now we're kind of like narrowing
Let's
it
narrow
down.
It
down.
There's
I
too
like
many
that.
Possibilities.
There's too
I
many.
Like that.
There's too many opportunities.
Too many dudes on the dance floor.
There's too many dudes on the dance floor.
Sounds like
that's not
club.
Enough seminary.
Sounds like a club
why.
Kyle would
that
go to.
Is, well.
Called Too Many Dudes on the Dance Floor.
You seen his haircut?
I started a 3-step skincare routine.
What are the first?
Wait a minute. Back it up. Edmund's making fun of me for going to a club with men, and it's going to transition to his skincare routine? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, tell us
that
your skincare. Three.
Kyle,
first
Kyle,
step.
I was giving you. That's why I brought it up. I was just.
Yeah, well, I took the bait.
He
sue me.
He really wants to talk about his skincare routine. Okay, walk
step
us through
one.
It.
Well, first step is cleanse.
Yeah.
What do you use?
Second step is tone.
What do you use?
Third step is moisturize.
Your skin does look really nice.
It's toner, not toning.
I was using the. Like you tone it.
It's not. Toner. It's not really the same
tone
as
it.
Toning.
No, first you cleanse, then you tone. Right. No, you don't cleanse
you
and
use,
then toner.
No, you cleanse and then you use toner.
Yeah, but I tone.
Toning is like exercising.
It is like exercising for your face.
Okay,
right?
All right.
Yeah. So it tones it.
You should add some retinol.
Yeah, like what bright?
Wow, thank
it does.
You.
What kind of skincare are you using? Like what's
just
the
positivity?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Also, every morning I visualize. I like visualize.
Manifest.
You are a good person.
No, I visualize people I hate just dying in a fire.
Oh. No. Gary Vee says you're supposed to do the people you love dying in a fire. That way
that
you're
too.
Like hungry.
I visualize everyone dying in a fire.
Oh,
the people I love, I'm sad for. The people I hate, I'm happy.
And it fuels you. Oh,
it
okay.
Fuels
and me. Then all day you're just filled with rage.
Well, because you imagine the people you love dying in a fire and you're like, oh, I'm going to be grateful for them. And you imagine the people you hate dying in a fire and you're like, take that.
Is that why you have rosy cheeks right now?
Yeah, because I'm in the fire.
Because, well, you're imagining.
What? This is why in scripture it says fire in your loins. The loins is the area where you keep. What did he say?
He like, said,
So you keep a fire burning in your loins.
And that's how you do it? Just rage?
Yeah, it's just all of the.
What kind of fire is this? Is this just like a one-time fire or is this like a perpetual fire?
Oh, it's an eternal flame.
Like the Holy Spirit fire?
No.
Oh.
No, you imagine the loved ones dying in a fire.
Okay.
And then you imagine the hated ones dying in a fire.
Same fire?
Yeah.
So it's just like a big fire throughout. Like, what I'm getting at is, like, this is kind of like what John did when he got that revelation thing. He just, like, saw everything getting screwed up.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of on that John vibe.
It really
right
makes
now.
You appreciate, you know, like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mm.
Like, this, you speaking of dying, today I went to, my Mimi, my grandma, she lives in this Catholic retirement home village. And they have mass goals there and a chat. It's actually amazing. She like took me all around today. She just moved in. No. Oh. No, they don't. Well, they probably do.
Yeah.
But they have all these amenities. It's like a hotel because it's not assisted living because they're all on their own. It's just a Catholic retirement place.
It's just living.
And there's like seven retired priests who lives there. So I went to daily mass with her and then I was going to hang around. She was going to take me to the bistro. And then I was going to help her fix stuff in her apartment, put up stuff, pictures, whatever. So we went to daily mass.
That's awesome.
And the priest was celebrating. He was like, instead, we're going to celebrate. There was a priest who had lived there for a very long time, and he just passed away a month ago, and he couldn't go to the funeral. So he's like, we're going to say this mass in honor of him. Mm. And instead of a homily, I'm going to do anointing of the sick to everyone. And I was like, huh, I didn't know. In my head, I thought anointing of the sick. So basically, he went around and he did like all the prayers and the oil on the forehead and on the hands. And he
on
had
everybody?
Prayers.
Like you didn't yes. voluntarily do it?
So that's why I was like, do we go? I thought anointing the sick was like
it was
only
valid, not licit. Yeah.
If you need it.
Yeah, it's, I think it should
I
be.
I mean, who doesn't really need it, you know?
Well,
it's valid, not licit, probably. Okay. I was in a similar situation. We were in Ireland and a bunch of us were getting like injuries and stuff. And then the priest was like, I really think now would be a good time for you. Some of you guys to get anointing the sick. So you can come up if you want to get it. And me and John kind of looked at each other like, valid, not listed. Yeah. Let's go get it.
I mean, like, when I lived in Florida, every other week on Wednesday daily mass, they would do anointing of the sick because the
just go up and
it was
in.
All these old people that lived there.
Well,
so it was like,
I was
better safe than sorry.
And you took advantage of that. Shame on you.
My dad made
sick,
me
he
do
went
it.
Around. He went around to each pew because no one came up.
What sickness do you think it healed?
Well, I was praying actually for several things because I'm like, okay, what an opportunity. At first, I was like, Lord, are you trying to tell me something? Like, because I just went to confession, so I'm like, and I'm about to receive this, and I'm going to receive the Eucharist. Are you trying to tell me something? Like, prepare me. But I was praying for myself,
come Lord Jesus,
mental things, but also just praying, okay, Lord, whatever healing you want in my heart of, like, whatever you want else. But also I was praying, okay, Lord, whatever grace I receive from this, can you, like, also help loved ones in my life that are also sick? Mm. So I used the opportunity, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to receive this, and we'll see what that's happens.
Valid. My
I
dad made great. Me do that once. It was just like a general thing at Mass, and he was like, Kyle, you're always sick with something. Go up there.
Oh my gosh. Dad, I didn't want to.
It wasn't like that there. Mean about it, what but I was like, Dad, what do you mean? He's like, well, you have like allergies and stuff. Like, you should definitely go.
Did
like,
it heal you?
No. Oh. I still have allergies.
No.
I still have allergies.
This is as if that was a stupid question. Like, no. Well, I had back problems in Ireland, and I went up and got it, and it did not help.
No, I mean, yeah, I didn't really feel, but I was just like, how cool.
But it's not supposed to just, like, heal you.
Yeah. No, right. And my, I was
sort of like, we don't get healed every time we receive communion. Like,
yeah. Right. And I was just thinking on my sacramental bingo card, I only have one more until I'm
ordination?
Full. No, marriage.
Oh.
Or ordination.
Or, I mean, who knows? But I was like, I only need one more, and then my bingo card is
you're done.
Full. Wow. Did not expect that to happen today. And then my Mimi was so cute because she brought me around everywhere, and she introduced me to all of her friends, and we played cribbage in the bistro, and it was
what
really
is cribbage?
Cute.
You don't know what cribbage is?
Cribbage is such a it's a card game.
Oh,
we have to teach you. It's a lot of fun.
Can you play with two people?
Yeah, you can play up to six.
I've got an important situation I'm dealing with. So, okay. My beloved girlfriend, Stephanie, which I'm mentioning because, you know.
Kyle keeps bringing her up because.
Beloved girlfriend.
Beloved girlfriend.
It's sweet, but Kyle also keeps bringing her up because girls from K&A should be out there.
Yeah, we have to remind everyone he is taken.
He's not single.
Don't come for
it. But here's the situation. So, she's got this dog, Layla. I don't understand dogs. I don't like them. I actively dislike dogs, but Layla's great.
Don't
whatever,
understand them.
In case she listens. But Layla is going to die soon. Layla probably has a few months left to live. Layla's pretty old. Oh. And I don't know how I'm going to deal with that because she's going to be really sad and I won't know what to do. I was in this situation once before the previous ex, but she dumped me before the dog died.
Okay.
And that was like the big silver lining for me because that was hanging over
my head. Okay, I have an idea.
Okay.
Get her another dog now before the other dog dies.
No, she said she would not get another dog until Layla dies, but I don't want to encourage her to get a dog.
Hide it.
I don't like dogs.
Well, hide it.
Hide
find
it until...
One, find
I'm
one.
Still allergic
well,
to that.
Kyle, find one and just make it kind of like a...
Get her a fish or a cat.
Like, find one and just... I was in the middle of that, Brittany. You know, that was a really good suggestion. I wish everyone could have heard it, but I was like literally in the middle of my suggestion. And then you... Get her a fish.
Or cat.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Let me back up a little bit here. Kyle, you should just... I lost it. Kyle, you should just manufacture that you happen to find one that needs a home.
So, oh, like, have idea. An idea of what's going on at the adoption shelters.
Yeah, and just be like Stephanie, like, the craziest one? Thing, this guy came up to me and said, like, if you don't take this dog, I'm going to kill it. Because
and
like
lie. Said, no.
Yeah, and
lie.
You were like, and Kyle, you were like, I just had to, mm-hmm. I just had to take this dog. It's this little puppy, Stephanie. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
And then you could pick the dog,
and
so
you,
that
and Kyle, you could just be like, Stephanie,
pick one you like.
Yeah,
you.
I don't like any dogs. Yeah. I guess I dislike some dogs more than
find
others.
One that you like.
You just be like, Stephanie, I know you didn't want to have a dog till this other one died, but if you want, I could bring it to the lake and drown it. But like, I really think maybe we should consider keeping.
We've
it.
Been trying to convince Edmund to get
all
a dog.
Ideas. I think as well, what you could do now is get, they have these things of like portraits of your puppies.
Yeah, she's already got one of the pillows. She's got a two-dimensional photo. She's got the three-dimensional. I worked really hard and found
what
one.
What about
that,
a statue?
Like,
that's a lot. That's statue. A lot. No, she already has a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to get her another one. I think
this is like a shrine to
what
Layla.
What if you start looking into taxidermy?
That's
kind of funny.
No.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Or no. Can you make a custom stuffed animal?
Out of the dog.
I'm saying already have a stuffed animal with a photo, and I found a stuffed animal that looks almost
okay,
exactly
I have an
like
idea.
Dog.
Harvest eggs from the dog and make a puppy that's her biological puppy.
Can Catholics do that with
yeah,
dogs?
Yeah, it's fine if it's dogs.
What if you actually, what if we take a teddy bear and record some sounds from the dog?
Of Layla barking. Yeah. Lila barking.
Layla, no, great
like
call.
Like Build-A-Bear.
Yeah,
Build-A-Bear exactly. does that.
Oh, what if I made a slick video tribute, but it was like funny, but like sarcastic, but like if you're not like, looking for it, you won't catch it type of thing?
Ooh, like Lil Sebastian?
Yes, very
yes.
similar to Lil Sebastian.
And you
Sebastian.
Write a song that's 5,000 candles yeah. in the wind, but no. better.
10,000 candles.
Kyle, wait. Okay, but seriously,
but
what
I
if
can't
you did
sing.
That?
I have
okay.
a really, really, really
Edmund
bad sound.
Allie will do it.
Edmund, I already said sings. You're first. Okay.
We can produce that at the studio.
10,000 candles in the wind.
What is the first? What is that?
You know it.
What's the tune of that?
It's like 5,000 candles in the wind, but it's 10,000.
What song is
5,000
candles?
Which is 1,000
candles. But then they said to make it 5,000 times sadder. So.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I'm so
wait, you
lost.
Haven't seen
there's
Parks
a
and Rec.
Song called
have you watched 1, Parks
000,
and Rec?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but I don't remember this part. Oh, there's an actual song called a Thousand Candles.
No, no. The deal was they wrote a song because, like, Lil Sebastian, who's like this little pony dog thing, dies. Everyone's really sad
celebrity.
About it.
Pony dog?
Oh.
It was a little pony. He was a little pony.
He's a little pony. Whatever.
Kyle called him a pony dog.
Because he was, like, small. The point I'm getting at is he dies, so they're doing, like, the memorial concert, uh-huh. and the song is, like, Candle in the Wind. They're like, this sucks, gotta make it 5,000 times sadder. So he writes the song 5,000
so Chris Pratt character Andy Dwyer, what's better than a candle in the wind? What's 5,000 times better than a candle in the wind? 5,000 candles in the wind. So he does fire 5,000 candles in the wind. So all that to say, Kyle, I think you do 10,000 candles in the wind.
Spectacular.
And see, you do a nice slideshow.
Thank you,
Allie. Okay.
Has Stephanie seen Parks and Rec? Will she get it?
I don't think
so. If not, you can just say it's original.
Oh. Well, the two songs that always go with animals in danger is...
classically.
I Will Remember You.
Uh-huh. And how does that go?
And then also In the Arms of an Angel.
In the arms of the angel.
Also,
fly away from here in the arms of the angel.
Wow, gets me every time.
So, yeah, really hear me out on this. Part of my other thoughts was when I went through a really bad breakup, all I wanted to do was watch really sad movies about breakups. So I said we could watch, like, Marley and Me. That's the movie with the dog.
Gosh.
It might be, like, relatable. Ooh. She said no.
But. Yeah, I don't think that would help in that situation.
Wait, remember Anchorman when he punted the dog off the bridge?
No.
I do.
Anchorman's an all-time movie.
So you have asked her how she wants you to handle this situation when the dog does die?
Well, she's a woman. You think you're going to get a straight answer from her?
Hey, am I right? Oh, women. The worst.
No,
can't live with them and
want.
Can't live around them.
Am I right, my boys?
Woohoo!
My dudes.
If only all the guys could go to Guy Island without any women.
Hell yeah, brother.
You would love that.
Yeah.
You would love
a little
that.
Too much.
Right. Too much.
Where are you going to, what are you going to do with the dog's body? What are you going to do with the dog's
well,
body?
Well, the dog's in Illinois.
So, dog lives at nothing. Her parents.
But like and cremation. Or
yeah, you can cremation. And put it in like a nice you box and give it a nice burial service.
Turn
it
into a diamond. You can like.
Yeah, or put it and plant a tree with its ashes.
Wait, what if you turn a diamond and then propose with her with that diamond?
No, no, she would
Kyle,
love that, but
Kyle.
No, I'm not doing that.
Kyle, I will be
as loyal to you
as Layla was.
As Layla was.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that.
Why not?
That's
I just think that,
and then you could say,
I think that you rejected that too.
And then
fast.
You could tell her that when you die, she can put your ashes into a diamond for her next husband.
Yeah.
You guys are not getting anything that I don't like.
Kyle,
this dog
just pray on it.
Yeah, you said no way too fast.
Just pray.
This
on
is
it.
Not about you right now. This is how
yeah,
you
this is
can
about
support
Stephanie.
Her.
Yeah
but I
Stephanie.
Have to involve my own hypothetical engagement in this. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
It's not that
well.
Big deal.
I mean,
I think
just
it's
saying,
pretty special for her.
It's
you know?
Pretty special.
Yeah, I can understand you not wanting a third party involved in your marriage.
Like the dog?
Like a dog.
But the dog's not there.
It's going to be on her ring
just
forever.
Just the spirit.
It will be on her ring
well,
forever.
Well, like, just the spirit.
Here's
and, like,
a question, though.
It's fine.
If, let's say I did pull that off, and I did it for some reason.
That would be amazing.
Do you think I wouldn't have to then get a new dog? Because I'd be like, well, Layla's still with us on the ring.
That's up to Stephanie.
I don't think you're gonna get out
to
of
get a new dog.
I don't think you're gonna get out
but
of getting a new
dogs
dog.
Are bad. Brittany's dog bit me. That's a fact.
No, he
dogs
didn't.
Are bad. This is your stance: is dogs are bad.
That's kind of scary.
Brittany's dog bit me. That's a big dog.
Yeah,
he did not.
A big dog.
He did not bite him.
His teeth were on my finger and went down.
He was. You were grabbing a toy out of his mouth.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. He like. Wanted me to.
So
apparently,
he,
you have to do that.
He
yeah, if you
it
try
was
to grab a toy out of Brittany's mouth, she'll bite you.
Yeah.
I mean, grab a toy in my mouth.
Yeah.
Bite you.
Yeah.
You
yeah. That's
a
normal.
Toy out of my mouth,
that's a normal reflex.
Yeah.
No,
see, I'm a
no,
little too polite. Normally, when someone tries to grab a toy out of my mouth, I go, oh, I'm sorry. Is
oh,
that.
Oh, that. Just do that.
Can we see that again? Why do you?
Well, you have a toy in your mouth, and you're like polite about it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm normally like,
sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
yeah.
sorry. Was that yours? I'm
sorry.
Sorry. I didn't mean to put that in my mouth.
Yeah, sorry. You put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Allie, speaking of this dating life of yours, now you're not on Catholic Match. What's up with that guy who talked about you to his parents?
Kyle Zielinski.
Yeah,
the,
there's really
the update.
I mean, there is no update. I think the last time we talked, I said. I didn't say no, I guess.
Right.
Bring it back.
We were on the fence.
Can you
he
give
like,
us a little
like
bit
a
of context in case somebody didn't catch that episode but is watching this
yes.
one?
Yes. So back in March, there was a man named Kyle Pearson. That is his Christian God-given name. Who messaged
his
me on
government
Facebook.
Name.
And he messaged me in 2020 when the viral video first went out, and he said, marry me, please. Bold.
That's
but
it.
Direct.
Direct.
I love it.
We
I love
like
it direct
communication.
Yeah, he's
did
got
not respond.
Stones.
And then
probably
I did not
because
respond.
He didn't put a dog in the engagement ring.
I mean, it depends. Oh, he does have a dog because we stalked him on his profile. Then, in March of 2022, this past year, he sent out another message, very long message. It was a more personal, love the video. It got me through a lot of hard times. My sister who was pregnant was also like, it got got her through hard times and mom. So all these things. He's like, I would love to fly down with my parent, with my mom and take you and your dad to dinner. So he's like, so it's not weird. I'd love just to, like, for her.
Like, for the family. For the family
to
meet.
It was so, that my mom could meet you. Because she loved the video so much, it would bring her so much joy.
Yeah, but he needs to figure out if this is a romantic thing or not. If it is romantic, don't invite your mom.
Well,
don't say, I'm gonna bring
my mom. So that,
I mean that's how they used to do it back in the day.
Chaperone kind of thing. So then, at first, I was texting with my dad because my dad, he lives in, like, Wichita, Kansas. And my dad was like, well, I'm going there. And I was joking. I was like, Dad, you should meet up with this guy and see if he's crazy. Because Brittany's like, weirder things have happened.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, what if he's super hot?
I was like, we should be open to it.
I mean, I'm open to the Lord, whatever the Lord
wants.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's
super rich and hot.
Yeah, he does care about the Ukraine.
Oh, that was another thing. At the end, he said, oh, I changed my name to Zielinski because in solidarity with what's happening in Ukraine. And I said, okay.
Do you wonder, though, if it's all just a bit because of how crazy we are on the show or something?
No,
or like,
I don't think
he doesn't
knows
know
about
the
show.
Show.
Yeah.
No, but just how fun you were on the... Do you think,
oh, can we tell him about the show? We could use more fans.
We could. I'll tell him about it. No, because he's going to watch this.
Yeah.
So then...
Then he'll know everything about
then
you.
Then I just said politely, like, oh, thanks for watching. Like, I'm so glad the video, like, brought a lot of joy. Thanks so much. I hope you're doing well. Whatever. And then he's had this whole, like, story monologue of, like, him in high school and how his parents and his teachers always told him, never take no for an answer. Or something about, like, I don't remember. The worst, the worst could happen. Yeah. And he's like, so I noticed. So all that to say,
so
I noticed
you didn't say no.
And so he's like, I'm pretty persistent. Da, 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 and I never responded. And then he said, but honestly, this is the kicker. At the end, he's like, but honestly, like, I'm just really tied up with like Ukraine stuff right now. I'm really focused.
He said it was taking up a lot of his time.
So like, I don't really, I can't really do anything right now. Like, I'm just busy. And I haven't heard from him since because I did not respond to that.
I think we should just respond to him.
Should I respond to him?
YouTube video of this show of this episode of the show.
I don't want to make him.
No, he's not. So we're not making fun of him.
I just say you made the show.
You made it. We're still saying there's a chance, Kyle. If you're listening,
Kyle, there's a chance. There's plenty of online content of
Kyle. Let me just tell you something, Kyle. Kyle Zielinski, I just have to tell you this. If you have a relationship with Jesus, there's a chance.
Also, he did, I just saw, he did change his name back to Pearson.
I
don't know how much Ukraine is taking up his mind. Okay. But his last sentence was like, he said, I'm going to respect your space now because I'm sure you are overwhelmed with messages. And honestly, now is a time I'm more focused on the issues in Ukraine. Mm. But maybe one day we can all meet. Best wishes and thank you so much for your response. Take care. That was back in March.
So, Kyle, there is still a chance. If you have a relationship with Jesus, you can pray yourself into a relationship with Allie.
No, you can't. But
yes, you can.
I don't think, I mean, I honestly don't think that's the Lord's will for my life.
It could be.
If he hasn't seen the show, he has not creeped you that hard. Because like, if I was going to send a message that long and that intense to a girl, I will have found everything there is to know about her on
there. Or at least gone to YouTube and searched her name, especially if you know that she's semi-public.
Yeah.
So I don't know what. Well, is my name like on the show though? Like if you search,
You could find it. But also, like, there's stuff on YouTube that you'd be able to find you.
Yeah, I guess.
Especially if he was looking at a viral video of you, and he's like, suggest more.
I did go onto his page and look when he posted about the video, and the comments were just like, he was like, I need to marry this woman.
Oh.
And then a lot of people were commenting like, okay, how do we find her? How are we going to do it? So I was like,
wow.
I will say, Allie and I were talking to a couple people that we don't know very well, and they were talking about the show, and it was sort of a weird situation where we were like, how much do they know about us? Like, what have the guys from Pure Night?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Which guys?
Was it like Nathan and them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm friends with those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Jose.
And we were just like, JP, it's just, you know, when we sit here and have these conversations, it feels like it's just us.
Yes.
And so then when other people are like, oh, you're on the show, right? And it's like, which episodes have you seen?
I went to Minnesota last week for just like less than 24 hours. And a girl who was working at Net, she comes into the office that I was in and she's like, Allie, I'm so glad that the show is back. Because you made an announcement. She was like, I am so glad. So Sarah, this one, shout out to
Sarah. This is for you, Sarah.
Also, my sister-in-law, Sarah, watches the show occasionally. And one time she texted me. She's like, Allie, I just have a quick question. So what is the show about? I was like, that's a great question, Sarah. That basically
needs to be the t-shirt.
Yeah, so what is the show about?
That's a great t-shirt. I would buy that.
That is what the show's about.
Yeah, exactly.
The topic is, so what is the show about?
What's it about?
People do ask that regularly. Like, well, what's your podcast about?
Well, because so many people think, oh, Catholics, they're going to talk about Catholic things. And sometimes we do.
Yeah.
And so many people think, you know, like Catholics, like all they do is that.
And we don't.
And you know
Father
what?
Father Mike Schmitz does.
Yeah, and so many people.
We make fun of Hollow.
And a lot of times, and people are just out there and they're thinking.
And we don't.
And we don't.
Yeah.
And so many people.
Yeah.
So many people
stand
just
up,
think.
Boss.
Yes.
Oh, not like, no, don't Brittany get outside the camera.
Just thinks she used to, and you don't anymore.
And we don't.
Yeah.
You thought that, and you don't.
Some people want to change the world, and they want to use their voice to bring about change. And we don't.
Oh, yeah. And when you Google Catholic, there's like, no. But then we are not.
We're not. Like Biden.
Yes.
Well.
No, we're not like Biden.
Nancy Pelosi? No.
We're
better.
Oh, should we talk about Roe v. Wade? Do we want to talk about that?
How's everyone feel about abortion? Let's just transition to that. How's everyone feel about abortion?
I had a short bet.
Drink studio coffee.
I voted for Trump and coffee.
Where's the bell?
Where's the bell?
I voted for Trump in 2016, and a lot of people made fun of me and said I had to vote for some obscure third-party Catholic, and they were like, oh, no, he's not. Nothing's going to happen. No, that was a great idea. That was a great move, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
There you go. Ding.
You can do it.
Thank you.
Aww.
That was so nice. That was the nicest thing you've ever done for me.
So that's a Kyle Pearson, no longer Zelensky update.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
So Allie, you're still single is basically that.
Oh, very much so, okay. Yes.
All right.
But I'm not on dating apps.
Yeah.
Like complicated? That.
No.
Okay.
No, not complicated. Single, free, living my life. Okay, here's
getting
the thing.
Getting therapy, working on myself.
Well, oh, we should talk about therapy. So here's the thing. At first, I was on this side of, oh
at
my
first
gosh,
she was
I
afraid.
Can't believe, I can't, this side.
Okay.
And I can't believe that I'm
can
not
get that
married.
On camera? Do we get her side?
Do you see this side?
Side?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can see.
Whoa, no. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh,
sorry.
Whoa, wait.
Okay, this side. And you. I was like, I was so sad that I wasn't married in my 20s. And like my parents, you know, you
us
have
too.
This ideal. Very sad. You're
us
sad
too.
That I wasn't married
yeah,
in my 20s.
Yeah, we've all been
so
very sad for you.
And so then I've through therapy and healing and the Lord, I've come to this place where I'm like, okay, like I have mission, I have vision and clarity. I know where I'm going, Lord. Mm. Like I'm so in love with you. And like, I'm just so excited with where I'm at right now in my life and
yes.
where you're bringing me.
Preach.
Where I'm almost to the side of like, do I actually
never
want to
get married?
I talked about this with my therapist.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I want to get
like,
married.
Like life's
yeah.
pretty good not having
it's
to share
so
a bathroom.
Good.
Yeah.
And I can do like a just freedom.
You don't have to ask
free.
Anyone for anything.
Well, and I'm just so excited for where the Lord's. And I know, like, you know, I
yeah.
have just come into the middle of
right.
like, okay,
right.
I'm open, Lord, whatever you want. But I'm kind of excited, like, do I want to get married?
Yeah.
I don't know. So we're working on it.
I had a priest at the first church I worked at. There was a bunch of middle schoolers, and the priest was supposed to give a talk about Mass or something. And somehow, with these seventh graders, I think it was, he got on the topic of marriage. And I sure. guess he was trying to talk up the priesthood. And he was like, also, he had a very thick Asian accent, which I will not do.
Oh,
he
man.
Was like,
no, I don't think we can get away with that.
But he was like,
I would like to hear
he
it.
He was like, if a you get married,
nope. oh, he's no. trying to.
You are doing it.
But he was like, when you're married, you have to ask before you go places. You can't just go. He's like, you can't just go. And it was like, when you're a priest, you can just go wherever you want to go. You
that
don't
was
have
his
to
argument
ask.
For
he was like,
priesthood.
You don't have to ask
except for
anything.
That's not a great argument to seventh
I
graders because they have to ask for permission wherever they go.
No, they
so
really
like,
don't like
that's
it.
That's not normal.
I know, but yeah. also a priest does. I mean, a priest has to be obedient to the
right.
bishop. Like,
yeah,
that was his. Like for seventh graders, I was like, can you just talk about the Mass?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We're done here.
Weird. It was wild.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm coming to a place where I'm open, Lord, whatever you want, but also.
Well, the thing is, when your life is good, when you're single,
and when you're getting healed, and
yeah,
whole,
it's like,
and like
my life is great. How
who
it
needs
is,
guys, Kyle? Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, who needs boys?
Who needs men?
Like, let's just be the women and just like.
Also, the guy pool is not the best.
Yeah.
So I'm,
and
I'm
I'd rather be single than settle.
She just wrote off millions
rather
of men.
Rather be single than settle. Amen.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hang on.
Hang on, what?
Yeah.
Single, all right?
Well, you're just getting a little too excited. You just
I mean,
wrote off like half the population.
No, not writing them off. I love men. I think they're great.
Okay.
They're great for them.
Yeah.
They're great.
There needs
not
to
in
be.
My house.
Yeah.
You think women should hang out with women and men should hang out with men?
Yeah.
Okay. Like Jewish laws.
It's all not right, even June like anymore.
Yeah.
And then once we get married, we won't share our hair.
You won't
nope.
share your hair?
Show our hair.
Yeah. It's a Jewish.
Jewish thing. People can't do that.
After they get
Jewish
married,
after they get married, they can't
wear
show their hair.
And
they
wear
before?
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's
isn't
like
that
a
the opposite
I think that's
of
like a sign that you're married is that you wear like you cover your hair.
Oh,
yeah.
So if you're flowing that hair, you're trying to catch you a mate.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to catch you a male
you
Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm getting my hair cut though next week, so we'll see what happens.
How short? Are we doing bangs again? Can we not?
Listen, I want to get bangs just to spite you.
I think
I
you should.
Really want to get bangs.
I hate Allie's
I know.
Bangs.
I don't want to get bangs because I did not like them.
Taylor Tomlinson, who we talked about last week, she was like, "I got bangs during the pandemic just because I wanted people to check on me."
I was fine.
That's plagiarism.
But no, I
the
think
the female
I'm just
equivalent
getting it.
Of a bad mustache is bangs. I've been saying that.
Wait,
how
what?
Is that? How is a mustache bad though?
No, when like a man decides to grow like a bad mustache, all of his friends gas him up. They're like, "Dude, the mustache is sick." Even when it's not, I know I've done it. It wasn't good, but people gassed me up. My boys did.
Is that?
Yeah, but that's different because it's like fun. It's like, oh, this is
I know.
Ironically fun that you're doing
but
this. You're leaning
when,
into it.
Men
no
are
one's
more
looking
aware.
At a girl with bangs and going like,
"That's ironically
yeah,
fun."
Isn't this crazy?
Well, all of your girlfriends do. I bet a ton of your girlfriends were like, "Oh my gosh, Allie bangs! This is awesome!"
Yeah, because they're good friends.
Yeah, just like my friends are great friends. But mm-hmm. the facts are the facts. Most men aren't really into bangs, just like most women aren't.
Well,
into
why
bang
am I
bring,
why am I making my hair for guys?
Ooh, why am I growing an upper lip for women? That's
because
I don't think girls like bangs either.
I think guys do. I think guys grow mustaches maybe for women, but I think just to prove that they can grow hair on their face.
I would. If I could grow a mustache, I would.
See? Yeah, and they gas each other up because they're like, yeah, manly.
Yeah, dude, look at that nose curtain down there. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Flavor saver.
Yeah, look at that bed skirt.
Oh, no.
And girls like to see that they could pull it off.
Yeah, and honestly, it just took, I don't put anything in my hair anyways, and so the fact that I actually had to, like, do them and, like, I was like,
yeah,
and
that's
put
a lot.
Product in my hair.
That's
I was like, I don't have time for this.
Edmund, we could pray over your upper lip and see if we could get some hair to grow.
That would be awesome.
Actually, we That'd could do that. Awesome. That would be cool.
Yeah. Now, do you think I don't grow hair because of some type of dysfunction, or do you think that's the healthy me?
I think it's
because
you're...
Well, have you ever been able to grow hair?
I mean, it does. I mean, I shaved today. I mean, it does grow. It's just not a lot.
Okay, how about you don't... Legs. Well, why don't you not shave for, like, the next month?
Okay, but I just have to map out where all the school zones are because it won't let me.
Right.
Why?
Because he looks like a child molester.
I know a guy who put Rogaine on his chin so he could grow a beard in college.
Well, they do have... I do get ads for this because they know I'm shaped like a woman, but they... there's, like, this, like, thing. It's called, like, a something... A microdermal...
Oh, a plane? Like, dermal plane?
It's, like, it's a wheel that has spikes on it, and you go
like
that.
Oh, yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now, I started looking into that because it was, like, use it for a couple weeks and you can start growing a beard or whatever. But a lot of people that maybe, let's say, are... more feminine than I am.
That's not that many people.
Just kidding. We love you. We had you softballed us that. You did. So
what I'm saying is gender. Like,
oh, okay.
Women who have become men. A lot of women who have become men
use that.
And it forces your body to start growing. And it's a different type of hair. It's like really, really thin.
Well, you can do that. That's a start.
I feel
like,
yeah.
But I just started feeling weird when I was seeing like.
That's fine.
I don't want to be.
Just see what happens.
Just do it.
Take more testosterone.
Take more testosterone.
Yeah.
Hey.
Doesn't that help,
no.
right?
You have to get a prescription. You can't just take testosterone.
No. Look, some people, it's just a hair pattern thing. Like French, French don't have like
my
the
brother.
Big Viking,
well, no, my
German.
Brother actually does.
Yeah.
Grow a pretty nice beard.
Yeah, we're not like, you know, it's just where the pattern is, you know?
Okay,
I just more of an Orlando Bloom Johnny Depp situation going
on. Okay, so grow it out. And we'll, as best as you can, for the next month.
See, but I can't because I record videos.
Yeah.
And they would not approve.
They're not approve of the facial hair?
Advisory board. No, because I'd look creepy.
Yeah.
Well, there you
go. We could get you a fake mustache.
They have fake, I saw it on America's Next Top Model, where they do like a lace beard. Where you know you can have
like extensions for your hair.
Yeah, you can do one for your
face. Facial hair.
Did you hear about this whole thing where Superman, the actor, he had a mustache because he was contractually
I did.
Obligated.
I did.
He couldn't shave his mustache because he was going to be filming another movie after after Justice League or something.
Yeah, they CGI'd it, right?
So they spent like millions and millions of dollars on every scene CGI'ing out his mustache.
What? Why couldn't he just shave it and then
and grow it back?
Because he didn't have enough time between that movie and the next movie.
It was a thick mustache. Like it was
thick. Wow.
And then there's some...
How long does it take to grow a thick mustache if you can?
I mean, it's taken me... I mean, I've tried for 10 years. It still didn't come.
No, I mean, like...
I would say probably a month.
Okay, a month.
Okay.
That's a guess. But considering it takes me a month to have like a... noticeable stash. I'm assuming like a real man could get like a real stash in that time.
Kyle,
you are a real man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what he means though.
Affirming.
You're a real man too.
Okay, so let's all not shave for the next month our facial hair and we'll just see who grows a better mustache.
Okay.
You could have told me this before I got a haircut.
I was if Allie wins, are you going to be pissed?
Yeah
I could. Because we're both French Canadian.
So you guys
No, but you're Hungarian.
Hungarian.
Do you girls shave your face?
No, I don't.
Your face?
I do shave, yeah, like peach fuzz, because it helps with exfoliation, and it helps with, like, acne scars.
To shave?
I use, like, it's an eyebrow shave, or it's an eyebrow razor.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. So, yeah, I shave, like, all the peach fuzz, and then I also do my mustache. Oh, I wax my mustache, though. So
I don't do that.
I'm just getting into my face a little bit. I have my three-step skincare routine.
Yeah,
I'm going to make it a four-step.
Yeah.
And do some microdermal thing and a little razor.
I don't do that. I don't do anything except my eyebrows, but I'm like not very hairy.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
Very hairy.
I might start drinking baby's blood.
Oh.
Like they do in Hollywood just to keep us young.
I did see one time that Kim Kardashian did a
blood facial.
Yeah, vampire. Called it a vampire facial.
Weird.
And use like blood.
It's weird.
I don't know whose blood.
I think that's like gotta be like a sacrifice to like a weird god or something. I don't know.
Hollywood. Am I right?
But if, Scientology.
But if it was ethically sourced, would you try it?
No.
Really?
If it's human blood, no. If it was like pig's blood, probably.
If it's human blood and it's clean.
But like someone donated it?
That's weird.
Yeah, a donation thing. And they were paid. Weird.
You put someone else's blood in your body if you had an emergency.
Yeah, in my body.
Yeah, that's because I need it to be alive.
Useful. Yeah.
But I don't think there's a substitute good for like a blood transfusion, but there's like plenty of other skin things you can do. So
what if it's your own blood? Would you do your own blood on your face?
I would feel better about my own blood on my face.
If they said it would make your face just like really just regenerate.
Listen, I'm not opposed to Botox.
I feel like I would do like pig's blood or something.
I get a lot of nosebleeds. Like if that worked, I could see myself just
your upper lip is just like glowing.
Kyle, save your blood. Give yourself a vampire facial.
Ew. Would you do it, Evan? Day,
what?
With like human blood?
It would depend on what the promise would be.
Oh, like if they were like you'll look 10 years younger.
Like, all my wrinkles would go away or something, then I'd be like, all right, let's try it.
I think your wrinkles make you look distinguished.
I know, but I'm just saying, like if it was like, hey, it would go away, you'd look 10 years younger, I mean, I'd try it.
Sure.
The other day I bought under eye.
The gold things?
Yeah.
Wow.
I tried to look for the ones I got you.
Uh-huh. I still have some.
I did not find them. And
Edmund bought me, this is really sweet. Edmund, when my dad died, Edmund bought me this like little
care package.
Like care package. Aww, to bring, sweet. And it had like eye masks in it.
It was like for,
and like
for
a little teddy
eyes.
Bear.
It was for puffy eyes because I was like, you're gonna cry your eyes out.
Yeah. Aww. It was really sweet. It was the nicest thing you've ever done for me.
That's
you
really
said that
sweet.
Earlier.
Well, it was the second nicest thing.
So that's anyways, sweet. I buy these you're welcome.
He wrote me a little note too.
A long note. Not a little note.
A long note.
So I bought these eye things, and I get home, and I take them out, and they have, like, silver stars.
Oh, that's funny.
Having a moment.
And I was like, how confident in my masculinity am I?
Did you?
I put them on.
Yes.
Did you like them? But they have, like, a cooling
Okay.
It was just an impulse thing. I was
comment like, down below if you think, because this is Allie and my idea, that because I have a much longer than 3-step skincare routine. So Allie and I thought it would be really fun for us to do our skincare routine all together on the show.
Okay.
So once you get our built, then we'll bring it and we'll line them up and we'll do the full
record the show while
the full mine's 10.
What?
I think it's an 8.
Yeah.
I can add a mask though, so that could be 9.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think it's an 8 yeah. or 9.
Podcasting adds another step, so that's 11.
Exactly.
You're telling me your skincare routine is like the same as getting rid of like an alcohol addiction almost?
Almost.
It'd be
almost
hilarious
there.
If Kyle's in there in the closet and he also has a mask.
Yeah.
We can do a sheet mask.
No, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do it whether you comment or not. We're going to do it. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then I can find some new things.
Yeah.
And you can share things
with me. I'll bring
but
my 10 steps.
But my skincare at night, in the morning, I only use 2 things. Maybe 3. At nighttime, that's when I do the full. Listen, skin ages. I got to take care of it. You know?
Yeah.
Are SPF. You guys wearing SPF every day?
I am.
I'm allergic.
On my face.
No.
You're allergic to SPF?
I'm allergic to SPF. On
How
my face.
How do you not get burned?
I wear a hat. Burned.
Wow.
Grit.
Amazing.
I haven't gotten summer in years.
What? Yeah, I get, no. Yeah, if I don't wear sunscreen, I
But I'm a very super. Indoor cat.
It's that time for an ad.
Oh.
So go for it. Hit it up, ladies.
What are we adding?
Ad.
What are
it's
we?
It's a, you know, sponsor.
We have a ton of sponsors. Just pick one.
Somebody, pick one. Those are some of the ones that we always do.
All right. So welcome. Ding. Topo Chico. Sponsor us. I don't know.
What? No. What
coffee? Hey.
Drink Studio Coffee.
Hey, you slug bugs.
DrinkStudioCoffee.com.
If you, like us, Edmund called us slob goblins earlier. So if you too are a slob goblin, how about you perk yourself up with some Studio Coffee?
Slob
it
goblin.
Is slob goblin. You have to slob
goblin.
Goblin.
You get slob.
Drink Studio Coffee. It's ethically sourced.
And
it comes from Middle America somewhere. Nicaragua.
No,
that's,
like
in,
Central
that's in
America.
Thank
yeah,
you.
DrinkStudioCoffee.com.
Central America. DrinkStudioCoffee.com.
Middle America. It's not from Indiana.
That's what I was like, Kansas. That's what my
Mid, so it comes from South Central America. And South America, and you can choose the size of the grind.
Oh, there you go.
You can do like super fine or thicker for like espresso.
I've always appreciated that they did that.
Yeah. And it's a great Catholic company, small company. So
yeah,
and drop your Starbucks, drink this.
It's great.
Every time I walk in the studio, I choose a level of grind for the day, and I'm always full grind,
fully ground,
full grind K-Nash. Yeah, so drinkstudiocoffee.com.
Yeah.
I go full grind, too.
Full grind?
Yeah, I'm a full grinder.
24/7.
What do other we have any news stuff? Or, like, there's some social media clips. I don't know if those are what I added, but we had some stuff here.
We'll take a click on one now that we know how to share the screen again.
Now we're getting back into it.
Oh, you sent this to me today.
Yeah, do we want to watch this one?
Yeah, let's watch
Hopefully
it.
There's audio.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen this.
All right, let's make this bad boy full screen. The origin story of a betrayal.
Granny, what are you doing?
I'm having a cookie.
Granny, those cookies aren't for you.
What do you mean? They're for everybody. You bought them only for you?
Granny, they're dog treats.
No. No.
No.
No.
The fact that it cuts off. No.
I love how she gets so defensive. What do you mean? They're only for you? What do you mean? Anyone can eat these.
There are a couple Instagram accounts where it's just mean grannies that are just like, just done with the world.
Yeah.
Just their response. I really want to make an account for my Mimi. I think
yeah, but she's not a mean grandma.
No,
grandma.
But she's just she's not psycho. She's like crazy, and she just says
she
the
would
funniest
just post all Mimi would post all day every day would just be like, just remember how much Jesus loves you,
yes,
and he died on the cross for your sins,
and also maybe she's COVID so conspiracy theories.
Oh,
so
that's fair.
But can we go to the other
one? We have to get that Biden out of office. Well,
that's not too far from what she would say. I'm not gonna lie.
How do you go to your? Oh, I found saved. Here we go. Okay. This next one, I don't know what this next one is. I forget.
Oh, we'll get
Facebook. What are you, 90?
I didn't put it in here. What are you, slow motion.
Oh, I just thought this was super cool. Watch this.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at how pretty that is.
Wow.
Is it showing up? Will people be able to see this?
They can see it.
Wow.
I can't see y'all, but they can see this.
Okay, next time we'll make videos like this.
For those of people who are audio only, it's slow motion, some water dropping.
And an object like dropping.
Oh, it's
water.
Different shaped things dropping into water.
Oh,
and then
that's cool.
Watching the spray.
Isn't that awesome?
That's real. Ooh, actually, I like the one goes the one, around.
The, after the tall glass one, we can stop. But the tall glass one is really crazy. This one's wild. Because it like it sticks to the side of the glass.
Oh,
almost. Wait, watch this. It like sticks along the side of the glass. Watch.
Wow.
It like. Watch how it like wraps around the glass.
You know why?
Look at
I think
that it's like is very satisfying.
You know why I think it does it? I don't think that's water. I think it's
like a thicker
something thicker than water.
You don't think so?
Yeah,
we should try it with different substances.
I think it might be like candle wax or something. Hot candle
I'm
wax.
I'm adding another one.
That is pretty cool.
I don't know if it'll show up here, boss. I don't know if this is live updating.
Well, like press back and then go or.
Yeah, it should be live updates. Or
but he, this
I'm like open another note. It. Open another note. Like press. There you go. Now go back. Well,
no, because you airdropped this. I think you just airdropped the file. It's not like a share thing.
Oh, it's a copy. Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Well, it's supposed to be on your phone, but
oh,
we got the one.
You guys.
I was like, yeah, we can.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, look at that.
I thought this was pretty good, too.
Uh-oh, it went down to the bottom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you showed this to me, too, I think. This actually is pretty funny. It's funnier the longer you watch it.
Just this era where everyone had to wear
back to this.
These shirts and ties.
Can you imagine?
Right?
His
hair
is
and we can view this. So along with the MIDI capabilities.
Like he did that with a straight face on a television show.
This is a nerd. This looks like the same guy that said beatbox. No, what was it? Scatting or beatboxing like from the double. What was that one video?
Like, how would you know to do that with a straight face in front of another dude?
This guy parties on the 70s. Weekends. This guy parties.
That
on
guy looks like Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, it's clearly the 80s. The Instagram account is total 80s.
Also, though, this guy, like, on the weekends when he really wants to cut up, you know, like, he'll listen to some crazy music, but he'll still wear that shirt and tie.
Yeah. Well, he
even
wants
by
to be
himself.
A little professional.
Yeah, even by himself.
When did people in the 80s not wear suit and tie?
I don't I mean,
never.
Yeah. See, it was, also, he's got business in the front, party in the back.
Remember Back to the Future 2 when they go to the future and they wear the double ties? That was pretty sick.
Mm. Wasn't the Future 2 like 19? Oh, what was it?
No, it was like 2017 or something. Like,
yeah, it's already passed
it was
for
recent.
Sure.
Do we have hover cards? No.
Here's another one, Kyle. I'm just airdropping it straight to you.
Hoverboards.
This guy is pretty cool. This guy's pretty cool.
Okay.
I haven't seen this one.
A comment. Okay, it's kind of funny now that I've seen him twice. Okay.
Send this TikTok to your friend to surprise them with an attack from the nibble monster. I'm the nibble monster, if you were wondering. I like to nibble, and I'm very much scary. So watch your back.
Is he wearing a... Okay, is that like a miraculous...
He's a 10, ball? But he does that.
He's a 0.
Let's play it one more time. Let's just get one more.
He's a 0.
Okay, it's a
look,
little...
he's wearing a miraculous medal.
Is that a miraculous medal?
Let's play it one more time, Kyle.
Mike?
Send this TikTok to your friend to surprise them with an attack from the nibble monster. I'm the nibble monster, if you were wondering. I like to nibble, and I'm very much scary. So watch
yeah,
your
why
back.
Is he talking like that?
Also, the he's thing, being dead serious.
His lips going away when he talks. Maybe that's just his lip. Maybe that's
yeah, I mean, but also you can tell that this is not, I mean, I know he's making a joke, but also he like, it's sincere. It's very
yes,
sincere.
Yes,
he likes
okay.
to nibble.
He's a nibble monster. He's a nibble what monster. In the Whoville?
So, Allie, do you want to defend yourself against the allegations that you do not understand the African-American community due to their hate comments on your video?
Oh,
man. I did not realize.
Well, this is a thing. We're getting a lot of direct messages and emails. That,
direct
yeah,
messages?
Emails from, yeah, the NAACP, I think.
They're mad at you.
They said Allie was the least woke.
Because I kissed my family on the lips.
No, because you don't understand black people.
Oh, when did I... Do
well,
I not?
That was just an extrapolation from the fact that they all made fun of you and called you white.
Oh, like, yeah, from the last video.
Super
they
white.
Said,
all like,
well,
white
y'all are
people
super white.
Like,
white girl thing to do.
I mean, I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm close to my family. That's to anybody.
There's I mean,
mm-hmm. I did not expect to get that much hate.
Here's another one I think we should try.
Oh. Let's see your password, Kyle.
Yeah.
Did it not?
It would
how come
it
didn't
dots,
just open
right?
back? How come it didn't?
Okay, phew.
Here, close out those two Instagram tabs and let's see if I can.
Are we allowed to show this stuff?
What are they going to do? Take
whoa,
us down.
Oh, man.
That's strange.
Do we need to show another reel, though?
No, yeah, you're, put, right. Well, you're put, right. We shouldn't.
If it's like not something that we can like talk about and it's just like...
All right, fine, Kyle.
Nibble monster.
Fine.
Hey,
oh, you weren't a fan of the nibble
about
monster?
A little bit. A little bit.
It was so cringy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Well, the name of the Instagram was... Like the Instagram handle is cringy.
Yeah. Cringely.
Cringely. So it's kind of in the name.
Respect. He's an artist.
Because I am not at home with my kids right now. And Aaron and Lauren are asking me, Aaron and Lauren are giving me a hard time for not getting pickles.
I'm not judging you
that's
at
weird.
All.
I can just feel it. Yeah, I feel like you're
not. So do we want to talk about you. The Father Mike Schmidt's Catechism of the Year? It's
oh,
on
yeah,
the
I
list.
Put that in there.
I am kind of excited about this. Do you feel like it's competition for real and true?
Yeah, we're going to win.
Oh.
Amen.
Okay, I don't want to say anything, but I will say it. have they said that they're doing, like, they're making their own catechism?
No, I don't think so.
Ascension? No. Ascension did say they are.
Oh, really?
Here's the thing. Yeah. If it's anything like their Bible...
It's only going to have four.
Can we pull that up, Kyle? What's their Bible? Pull up their
I'm
Bible.
Just saying their Bible is super big. It's super heavy. It is not travelable.
Oh.
Like, I just don't think that it's for the modern person.
Well, it is. I think it is specifically built for
like
the
study?
Yeah, for the Bible in a year timeline.
Okay.
And
oh,
so
this,
maybe...
That's it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this
reasonably
is their Bible.
Priced.
Where it's a beautiful Bible, but I think, like... I don't know how, if you want to teach someone how to pray with the Bible, or maybe the, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
No,
that's not a Bible,
no,
is it?
No,
no,
this
Valium
is
a
companion. No, this is not the Bible.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about the Bible
There's
timeline
an actual Bible?
Bible,
yes, that
well,
they
that's
use
the Bible
this guy here?
That?
So what I'm
oh,
saying
Oh, The Great
is,
Adventure. Yeah, that's it. The one on the left,
a,
Kyle.
That has a lot of extra stuff in it, though.
And so what I'm saying is, if they make a catechism that's like this, then maybe Brittany's
I
right
think
that
I have
it's
one of those.
Supposed to be a steady one. But what I think about... The cat and what we're doing with Real and True is that it's making it so accessible that I want to carry my catechism with me and pray.
You
with
can
it.
Go to edmundmitchell.com/store to find green catechism.
Exactly.
And they're a pocket, like you can really
pocket.
Carry
yes,
them.
And it's the full catechism.
Yeah, and yeah. you
so
can
why,
bring the prayer, bring it, like
exactly.
bring the holy hour.
It's like this. It's like this big. Mm. And I use mine to pray. I've used it. I've worn it out a lot actually. And so I'm just thinking, like maybe their idea for making their catechism is so it can be a study, but. I think, like, okay, I don't know.
Does anybody else think Father Mike Schmitz's Facebook profile picture is weird? He showed up in my recommended,
it's
like
friends. Mike. Like, heavy weight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Father Mike. It's just Mike, which is weird.
Well, maybe Facebook won't let you do Father anymore.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it took away. You have to, like, make it your first name.
I remember all the priests were putting Father in their profile picture. They're like, I'm going to keep it.
Can't
stop me.
F.R. Mike?
As your first name.
Word. You could.
Yeah. That's what some of them have done.
If you, like being a priest, you could do that. So, just saying.
Wear a cassock out in public, fathers.
Yeah, you could.
Allie, you do not like Ascension Press, okay?
No, I do. I'm just wondering, what is their catechism going to look like? And yeah,
we're all wondering. These are the questions people are afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Go to realtrue.org.
We'll find out by January 1st.
Wait, what? Oh, really?
That's when it's coming
That's
out?
When okay. Father Mike's coming out with the catechism in a year.
I knew they were
I predict,
this.
Though, that this is not going to be as... I mean, I think the Bible in a year was probably... I'm pretty sure someone said it was the most famous Catholic podcast anyone had ever, ever done.
It was number one for weeks.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
I mean, I think this will gain a lot of traction, too. I don't think as many people will listen to it as listen to the Bible.
Because a lot of people just won't know what a catechism
is. Right, which it's kind of
your
fault.
Obviously, it's a very niche Catholic catechism. Like,
so I'm saying, like, even non-Catholics could see something with a priest and a Bible and be I get the idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Non-Catholics see something as, like, the catechism in here.
It's
like,
an automatic. Yeah. I feel like it's very small. But, I mean, I'm excited. Especially for people, before I started praying catechism, I thought it was just a rule book. Until Real and True came out.
Well, that
No, before that.
But, well, before that. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to join it.
Came out.
Okay.
As a lover of the catechism.
Okay. So hopefully we'll, introduce of, like, no, this is something.
The catechism.
I'm interested to see how they go about it.
The catechism is the reason Edmund and I met.
That's true.
Fun fact.
Origin story.
Really?
Origin story.
Wait, I thought it was just because you looked holy during.
Well,
she had a catechism.
But I had a catechism with me, and you were like,
I think that was as I walked up to you, I noticed it. But before, I just could feel the holiness because I'm sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
That's
Are you
sweet.
Still sensitive to the Holy Spirit?
Not as much.
We can pray for that, too.
No, but I think you were like, right behind me in Mass, and I think after Mass, I picked up my catechism was praying at the end of Mass.
You're behind me. I always sit a lot closer than you do.
Now you do, but I think back then I was in front of you.
Oh, my gosh.
I need more now than I did back then.
Yeah, that's
so now
true.
You sit, like, really close.
Yeah,
really,
yeah, second row
really
to the
close.
Right next
second
to the priest.
Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, like,
on the altar.
And I do not serve. Go out there. Say something.
All right, we hit an hour.
Tell him that story.
About us meeting?
Yeah, no, it's a different story.
Which Brittany,
one?
Tell him that story.
So I was in Nashville last week.
Yes. What in Nashville?
So my goddaughter lives there with her mom and dad, obviously. She's three. Elizabeth.
Love it.
Shout out.
Girl boss.
Shout out.
Love you, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
Lizzie
Busy. Big fan of the show.
Big, huge.
Big,
number one fan.
Huge.
And okay, let me tell you something. So Nashville was about 10 degrees cooler than here. Which was amazing.
Yeah, that's, like, significant.
It really is significant. So also, when the sun starts to go down, the temperature drops there.
That's exactly what happened to, like,
Can
California.
You imagine? So
here, it's 100 degrees and it's midnight.
Yeah, it's 100 awful. Degrees until the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So we were driving around at sunset just, like, through the kind of, there were kind of like rolling hills, and we had the windows down, and it got into the, it was 75. And the sun was still, like, up, but it was setting, you know? Mm-hmm. And 75 degrees, there's lightning bugs everywhere. Like, it was so cool.
And did you want to come back?
No.
Yeah, see?
And then one day I drove down to Montgomery, Alabama to see my friend Father Andrew down there. And I was also really thankful because the drive down was, like, super gloomy and cloudy. It's only 4 hours.
Oh, from Nashville.
From Nashville, okay, yeah. Okay. It was super gloomy and cloudy, which is, like, my jam.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was great.
That's
a great day.
Story.
Yeah.
She did send a picture of the forecast for the next week in Dallas. All sunny, over 100.
Yeah.
Over 100, like, two.
It literally feels like hell.
It does. It feels like five. I tell you, the other day I was driving, I said, I am now converted once again to Jesus because I do not want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Because I cannot even survive Satan's ass crack right now. Forget about being there for eternity. I'm converted.
Yeah.
I'm converted. Jesus, take my heart once again.
All of it.
All of it. Take it. I can't do this.
Amen.
Did you wash your hands in there?
Yeah. You have a quick little splash.
You don't have to wash your hands if you're live.
Yeah. That's if you're what?
If you're like live on the show.
It's just a quick pee and...
Well, it's just the thumb.
What?
I don't want to... Boys are weird.
Patreon.com/thestudiograpevine.
The post-show show.
The things that I think you, like, we might learn when we get married that we're like, even now we're just like, what?
I don't want to know.
Have you seen those TikTok videos where it's like, guys, let's confuse the girls and then it like shows something?
Yeah, those are funny.
I've seen, is like, it confusing
same,
though?
Yeah, yeah. And then girls have the same ones where like girls.
It's like a makeup product or something. I actually don't know what the girls want.
I have seen videos of like girls with their boyfriend showing makeup, like different makeup things. You have to guess what it is. Yeah, guess what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we could do our recommendations. Everyone has to recommend.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
We didn't go last week, so we needed a little bit of time to think. I mean,
all right. Okay. Everyone's going to bring a rec.
Here's my rec.
Also, 817-527-1423. You can call in and leave a voicemail or send an email to Kyle at, I don't know.
KLOBER6@gmail.com.
Actually, probably we shouldn't do that. But do you want to go to Google Voice and see if we have any voicemails? We might.
We can give that a try. Okay. Think about y'all's recommendations.
Right. I have my rec.
I don't have
What's yours? Go.
Oh, okay. My recommendation, especially because it's going to be over hundreds, like just whatever. If you want to cool down, if you don't live in a bougie house with a pool... Some of us don't. Here's a recommend. This is what I do every year. Every year I go to Walmart. I get a $10 kiddie pool, and I fill that bad boy up. And I now, granted, it is not big enough to fit my whole body, so I have to do the top half or the bottom half. But I recently got a floaty, so I have a floaty on the grass, and then I put my feet in the pool because if your feet are cold, Edmund, then you're cold.
Maybe it's not set up anymore.
And then I get a nice drink. I'm really into mango White Claws. Mm. So I'll put that in and you're set. And you can get a hat, you can get that. But what a way to beat the heat. Cannot recommend highly enough.
Kyle, you know, last episode,
what were your recs?
The episode before, Allie made comments that made, or Allie said things that made everyone in the comments go, "What a basic white woman!"
and she's what I am. She's keeping going with the theme.
Allie's recommendation is to get a kiddie pool and drink White Claws out of it.
Wait, was the basic white woman because I kissed my family?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now Allie's recommendation is like, get a kiddie pool, sit
try
in front a lawn,
white
drink
claw.
White Claws.
Hey, I'm just saying, $10, and the floaty was only like $1 at Walmart, and so it was what a way to
just come over to my house, Allie. You don't have to do that shit.
I know, I should. Okay, I'm gonna bring my White Claw and my floaty.
Do you have one, Brittany?
Tears.
I'm still thinking.
Last time I did Taylor Tomlinson, right?
Yeah.
Good one.
This is just general recommendations for, like, life improvement.
No, just anything. Anything.
Okay, I have one. So this goes along with our skincare situation. Step 9 of my skincare routine is a night cream. And there's one by Tatcha, which is a very bougie brand. And it's not cheap, but you can get, like, a mini one at Sephora. And it's a really good night cream. So that's my recommendation.
Do you just put all over face or, like, just the eyes?
All over face. So step 7 is eye cream.
Okay. I am looking for a new eye cream because I've been using Drunk Elephant.
Oh, I have a good one, a Dermalogica.
Oh, okay.
I really, also Dermalogica is a great brand.
Okay, I need that because we're in our 30s now, ladies. Yeah, ladies. Yeah,
yep.
Ladies.
If you watched the Rugrats on television as a kid, it's time for an eye cream.
It's time for an eye cream.
Mm.
Okay, Edmund?
My recommendation actually is a little different. I would recommend finishing salts. If you've never heard of finishing salts.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting really into finishing
salts.
He's
really, yeah.
So finishing salts are salts that go on. That
show
you
us your salt bay.
With.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Finishing salts are the salts that you, like, you don't cook with. They go on at the end. And there's all different types. If you go to, like, I don't think most grocery stores carry them, or at least they won't have a wide selection. But, like, a Central Market, they have them. And there's all different types. They're more, like, you can get different types of shapes or consistencies.
Oh, I like
also,
that.
Also, they do not supply necessary iodine, which is necessary for a good nutritional blah, blah, blah. Okay. But, like, I have one that has lemon zest, like dried lemon zest.
Oh, I like that.
It's really good. Anyway, so it's like, you can kind of experiment with, like, a little bit of finishing salt on the end.
Ooh, how to make it just
that also might get us white people like, oh, hey, white people, you only use salt.
We're a bunch of white
people. I'm white, salt. And I like what I like. Whatever.
All right.
Kyle, what's yours?
My recommendations for the music category, I'm going to go with Elliott Smith's 1994 1997 album, Either Or. I think it's spectacular. For television, I'm going to go with Aziz Ansari's Master of None. Haven't seen the third season yet, but the first two are awesome, and I'm really looking forward to season three. And for the movie, I'm going to go with Youth in Revolt. It's got Michael Cera and his two father figures.
What's it called?
Youth in Revolt. All-time favorite movie of mine.
Wait, are they two gay dads?
No. He's got, like, his dad and his stepdad, and it's Zach Galifianakis and Steve Buscemi. And, like, they don't play major roles, but just, like, think about Michael Cera growing up with those as his influences. Amazing. And it's just a great movie. I would highly recommend. Great soundtrack.
I love it.
That was great. That was a solid.
Wow. Yeah, that was.
I'm doing three every time.
Oh, you're going to do three every time?
I'm up in my game.
You're going to do movie, music, television?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Because I figured you guys aren't going to stick to any sort of plan or consistency and are just going to like rattle off whatever's on your head. Yeah, so like I'm going to keep mine straight.
I believe I put mine in the notes. Thank you very much. Also, he does keep me young with the music, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, this is an album from 97, so. And last time was an album from...
Wait, what'd you put in the notes?
I only put the ones in the notes. Recommendations, Kiddie Pool, Allie.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the only one that was
good job, Allie.
Well, guys, the show is back.
I'm going to check that box.
Okay, you can go to patreon.com/thestudiograpevine to support the show. It helps keep the lights on and helps us fix broken windows.
Yeah, we really need to fix a broken window.
One day and just show you how dangerous it is that anyone could break it. Actually, maybe not.
Thanks for announcing that publicly. We don't
keep our equipment in here.
No, we take it out. We have to move because we have a broken window.
Also, we're taking nominations for merch if you have any language or anything in merch. Anyways, thank you for watching. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Carlos played us right on
the radio. Oscars?
We'll see you next time.